from the banks of the Grand River, high above the gorge. This is the Buzzer Pod. New releases, industry insiders, out-of-the-box conversations, indie music. With guests from the true north, from the west coast to the east coast, and across the pond and down under. Now, here's Shay.
Hey, Shay here, the Buzzer Pod on Air Indie, number 5 episode. Welcome and enjoy. Today in 1955, one of the greatest American guitarists of his generation was born. Who was that? Born January 26, 1955, Eddie Van Halen. He would have been 66 today. He joined another master, Jimi Hendrix, last October. Rest with the angels, Eddie. Rapper Happy Walters out of St. Paul, Minnesota, joins us today. We talk about the local Minnesota music scene, his vision to bring back classic rap, and his breakout release, Paid Vacation, with a beat that has throwback DJ Premier boom bap style. Happy Walters is a noted music producer with years of noise in the industry. This breakout single debuts his talents on the beats. Welcome, Happy Walters. Thank you for joining our pod.
Thank you for having me.
You're coming out of the hoods of St. Paul, Minnesota. Talk about that.
Basically, I was born and raised all over. So I was born on the east side, raised on the west side, and then settled in on the south end. So I think that's what also kept me out of trouble too, because I wasn't settled into one place. So I kind of just bounced around all around St. Paul.
And how did that happen?
I think it was just moving around. Like one time growing up, we didn't have a place to live, so we had to move in with my grandma over on the west side. So we were over there for probably about 2.5 years, and that's actually where my dad's from, so it was easy to move. But then we ended up settling on the south end, which is not a bad area, but it's definitely not the best.
You have a background in music. You started quite young, did you not?
Yeah, my dad is actually a drummer. He's traveled all over the world. I think you call them USO tours, right?
Yeah.
What they're called. Yeah, he did a lot of those like before I was born and when I was born. So I grew up around music, like, and musicians my entire life, which is weird that I never joined a band. It was weird.
So you've always been a solo act?
Yeah, always been solo. Never joined a group or anything. I remember getting offers to join hip hop groups and I was like, no, it's not my thing.
Well, the music you put out is outstanding. I really like it. So I don't question your desire to stay as a solo artist.
Yeah.
Primarily as an artist, have you worked in Minnesota?
Yes. And then the reason why I started posting music online as far as beats is because I wanted to branch out because I wasn't able to leave like money wise. So I figured I'm just going to try and get my music out. And a lot. So I started posting beats and that's how my name got known. I actually went under a different name too. So I was known as somebody else. And then I started posting beats online and my music kind of just took off, but no one knew me as a rapper though. They just knew me as a producer. And I have worked here, but it's kind of like one of those things where I feel like Minnesota is a place where you make it out. You don't really make it.
Explain that.
A lot of artists, like there's well-known singers who literally are known here and everyone knows who they are and they perform probably 6-7 days a week, but outside of Minnesota, no one knows who they are. So I kind of wanted to be the one to like break out, kind of like Prince.
Oh, that's definitely somebody to follow after, but yeah. You have worked in LA.
Yes, I've worked with numerous MCs, Jay Gatsby, a band called That Kid Is You. Because I actually, when it comes to producing, it's mainly hip-hop, but I also like to write, too. Like, I just like to write, and I'll work with anybody. It's like any genre.
Do you stick with the rap genre?
As far as producing and, like, as far as my own music, yeah. But as far as writing, I do want to work with different artists, just just to expand my writing.
How do you find these artists? Do you find them online? Is it in your local scene?
Yeah, honestly, it's all online. Like, I was never a huge social media person just because I'm older. But honestly, it's like the best thing. Like, I've connected with so many, many people. Like, there's a singer in the UK, Jess Young, that I'm going to be working with. It's just been hard because of the 7-hour time difference. She's really good. And she found me and was sharing all my stuff. And then, so we've been trying to set a date and plan where we can actually work on stuff, but it's just been hard because of the time difference.
Yeah, time zones do mix up things at times. Yeah. And what kind of music does she put out?
It's like Euro pop.
That's popular in the UK.
Yeah, she's actually really well known. And that's why I was shocked, because she just sent me a DM and I was like, who is this? Like, I thought she was fake. I wasn't sure if she was a real person or not.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I tried to reach out to him, the lead singer. Him and I actually have a single out. It's called Bad Medicine. It was kind of an experimental track, but the lead singer, yeah. Right now, all the venues are closed here, so they're not really doing anything. And I'm not sure if they're working on their next album or not. I'm still waiting on him to respond to my text.
So your music career took a bit of a break. Can you tell me why and how that happened?
Yeah, so I had put out a mixtape at the age of 19, and it like just took off here. And then years later, I met a girl, and then I settled down, and that was a 6-year layoff of literally no music being made. It was horrible. It was the worst.
And why was that?
Well, she basically told me, it was weird because I was making a living off of it, but I don't know if it was her or her family, whatever, because they basically had no idea like what I did, if it was a real job and stuff like that. So she talked me into quitting and getting a 9-to-5. And I basically about 5.5, 6 years, there was zero music being made, except for the one time I snuck off to L.A.
Snuck off to L.A. Do you have any stories that happened there?
Yeah, well, so she wanted to hang out, or we had plans to do something. I said, no, I have a family thing. So I was able to leave on a Friday and come back Sunday morning. And I hit Hollywood Boulevard at Sunset Boulevard so hard with CDs and business cards.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah. And then I had to fly back. But I ended up posting a picture online and someone showed her it. Yeah. And she freaked out.
So you move forward now. You're putting out great music.
Yes. Now it's nothing but music. I even built a studio in my home. So everything is just music every single day. So that's why my days have been like 24-hour days.
That's awesome that happened. I hear you because I actually have a home studio as well, but you know that.
It's actually the best.
So during the pandemic, are you recording from your studio remote with artists? Like, how are you working with that?
One of my buddies I might have come record, but otherwise, as far as recording with other artists or producers, we have to do the whole email stuff. But otherwise, yeah, I'm just recording right at home.
A lot of artists are collaborating on Zoom and other platforms.
Yeah. But I mean, they even shut down the studios here, which is really crazy. Besides venues, like they shut everything down. So I had to build my own.
Well, Minnesota prior to the pandemic was quite a happening scene, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, their show was just constantly everywhere. And it's just, it doesn't get enough light. But at the same time, a lot of the artists don't do enough to bring light to the scene, if that makes sense.
No, it does. Yeah. And what venues are popular in Minnesota?
First Avenue, The Fine Line, there's Club 7. DJ D Mill, who is one of my friends, he's a Shadyville DJ, which is Eminem's label. He throws a lot of outdoor events. Like, we do every year, we do a Hip Hop for Autism where we raise money and just throw on a huge show. but obviously now everything's completely shut down. So he's been doing the whole Twitch thing, and I've been just posting music online.
That's great. Well, I'm sure the festivals will come back over
time.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, anyway. Okay. You told me before you had stage fright of as a child and a really colorful first appearance story. Can you talk about that?
And I even have another one. I was talking to my cousin about this coming up, and he was like, you have to tell the one story about the fight. But the first show I did, I puked, but I still went on stage. But when I released my mixtape, I was 19, and there was this huge show. I mean, it was huge. It was a sold-out show. They even flew in someone big from down south here. And I was the second to the last act, so the guy before me was almost done. And I was forgetting all my lyrics, so I was praying, like, oh, my God, like, I hope something goes wrong. So I get handed the mic, and I go to walk up on stage. Sure enough, a huge fight breaks out, which ends up shutting down the show. Really? And it's actually kind of funny because I was actually excited. I was like, thank God. That's how scared I used to be. Even as, like, I got older, I was still scared.
Are you still scared?
No, I actually enjoy it now. I really enjoy it.
And you've been influenced very heavily by DJ Premier.
Yeah, to me, him, Dr. Dre, Kanye West, and there's a long list of other guys. Like, they inspired me to make beats. And I don't know what it is, but I mean, they're considered like the greatest of all time. So hopefully in 2021, I'll be able to cross some of those guys off my list and I can work with them.
You want to collaborate with them?
Yeah, it'd be fun. Cause like just hip hop minds coming together. It'd be fun.
Well, you do have the classic rap hip hop sound.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of making a comeback right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists. And there's another producer in New York, Static Selecta. He's one of the greats, too, like one of the greatest beat makers of all time. His sound is definitely that classic, too. And what's even better is I'll be able to actually cross him off the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, the reason I featured Paid for Creation on my blog last year, and I loved it. It's your breakout single, and it's outstanding. One thing about the lyrics I loved is, I ain't here to change the game. I'm just here to play it.
Like, yeah.
It's well written. It's to the point for sure. Can you say a bit about the song before we play the track?
That lyric for some reason gets quoted online so much, and I have no idea why, because I feel like there's other lines, but for some reason, every time someone sends me a Snapchat or something, they always type in that line as a quote. It's hilarious. And
well,
like,
it's definitely catchy.
Yeah, but it's funny that line just stuck out. But I mean, the song, so the beat was a YouTube beat, and it was by someone that I actually knew. So I told him to send me the beat, and I wrote the song pretty quick, but it wasn't actually laid out yet because it had no hook. But I still recorded it, and it actually sat for a few months. And then I sent it to my buddy, D Mill, and he mixed the track. And then I said, could you, so I sent him a bunch of lyrics that stood out to me. I sent him like 10 different lines for the hook, and he ended up just happening to pick that line and then the last one. And it kind of just made the song, because now everyone like recites that one line over and over again.
Well, I love the beat and lyrics, and I love the classic rap sound. Y'all, we're going to listen to Paid Vacation right about now.
From a long layoff, was just waiting for this music shit to pay off. Now it's nothing but PJs when I take off. Back and forth to LA where the women's skin stays soft. I tried to tell y'all dudes, y'all wouldn't listen. join the team, watch every dream come to fruition. The boy Imani stay cooking in the kitchen, elevator from the top floor, this is how we living. They telling me slow down, but I got no patience. All the homies successful must be contagious. It's all about big business, round table conversation with bosses, new positions. I ain't here to change the game, I'm just here to play it and show off to the ones who said I never make it. Be the ones with mouths bigger than they bank and at me online like I'm trending for the day. I ain't here to change the game, I'm just here to play it. I ain't here to change the game, I'm just here to play it. Show off to the ones who said I never make it. They only mention my name for the free promo. If the check don't clear, then it's fuck your logo. I'm trying to have a bigger bank than a casino, so come correct or get scratched and chopped like Primo. Man, I swear I'm better than I ever been. Schooling motherfuckers like I'm rocking the Lettermans. Still got bars in the chest, I've been treasuring. Fuck names, y'all already know who I'm better than. I'm better than. I never been this focused. Bars leave your face frozen. Botox, no emotions. Then head out to the West Coast and down the 101, cause y'all don't want none with the chosen. So pick and choose, you gon' win or lose. You gotta get your hands dirty, gotta pay your dues. If not, take a seat in the back. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle and the homie Mac. Man, I swear I'm better than I ever been. Man, I swear I'm better than I ever been. Man, I swear I'm better than I ever been. Man, I swear I'm better than I ever been. Schooling motherfuckers like I'm rocking the Lettermans.
Yeah, basically,
So let me ask a question, hon. Okay, you've been called one of the best kept secrets in the industry. Can you tell me about it and why?
So it all started. So when I was known here, a lot of people knew my name, but they didn't know my face. And there used to be I think it was called the Twin City Hip Hop Awards here. And I didn't even know that I was nominated as the best kept secret. But I ended up winning, had no idea. And then DJ D Mill, I think this was at the end of MySpace, I think. So he sent me a message and was like, dude, you won. And I was like, won what? And so that kind of, and because I wasn't there, it just made everyone look me up online. And then it kept on going where there's a producer named Mr. Porter, which is Eminem's hype man and one of his close friends, and he's been making beats forever. I mean, he's won Grammys and everything. Last year, me and him actually collaborated over IG. So a lot of people know my name. They definitely don't know my face. So the whole best kept secret thing just keeps on like traveling through.
Well, you're definitely making noise and you're definitely going to have one grumpy lady in Minnesota. That's for sure. Minnesota because of it. Yeah. So did the pandemic affect the sound of this track at all?
No, it's weird because I, like, when I made this song, I didn't know if it was going to be big because my previous singles, I have one other single that's like a throwback hip hop song, but the rest are kind of like, they're hard to describe. They were kind of like experimental tracks and they weren't really big. That's why I'm shocked this is my biggest song, because I wasn't sure if the classic hip hop sound was going to be like accepted, considering like all the music that's out now. So I wasn't sure, but definitely it has impacted my sound because I'm really just focused. Like I have nothing else to do. So I'm really focused on just bringing back that classic hip hop sound.
I think that it definitely is time for people to start hearing that again on the airwaves.
Oh, same, same.
So let's talk about the other collabs you did. You've worked on a lot of TV shows and your singles are going to be featured on them.
Yes. It's VH1, those Love and Hip Hop shows and the Housewives shows. Yeah. I got a contact from a producer and she wanted beats. So I think I sent her like 100-some beats, and then along with songs, and I didn't know if they were going to be used. And then next thing you know, I get an email saying over half have been used. So, I mean, I really don't watch those shows, but it's kind of cool that a lot of reality shows are going to be playing my songs.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And it's actually outstanding that the opportunity is coming to you, because that might be a way for artists to supplement their income until they start doing the live gigs, festivals, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and actually because of those shows, even since the last time we talked, I've been contacted by 3 or 4 management companies as well, trying to sign me, but it just wasn't a fit musically.
And why wasn't it?
The artists they manage are like the newer ones, like the young kids, like the trap style, and it just would not be a fit.
So it's not the sound that you want to bring back to rap.
Yeah.
Well, with the you're bringing back new tracks with the classic rap, I'm sure you'll get the attention of people like DJ Premier and Anya. Yeah, definitely. So what can fans expect next from Happy Waltzers?
I'm actually releasing an EP. Hopefully, I want to release it at the end of January, but it might end up being February. It's called Ocean of Thoughts. It's just 3 songs. One's produced by me. One's produced by, like I said, Static Selector, which is, I'm lucky to even have him on there. I don't know how it came about, but he's on there. And then my buddy, Saim, who's a well-known YouTube beat maker. So that'll be coming out. I want to release it in January, but it might end up being February.
So the album is how many tracks?
3. It's an EP. It's called Ocean of Thoughts.
I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So before we go, Happy Waltzers, lead us to the best way to follow you or get your music, buy your music.
Yeah, you can find me on every music platform, YouTube, social media. Just type in Happy Waltzers and I will pop up.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Happy Waltzers, for joining our pod chat today.
Thank you for having me.
I love your sound.
Thank you so much.
And the chat today was great.
Thank you.
All y'all out there, take the track for a spin. You can easily see why once you start listening to it. If you like the artist's influences, you're going to love Happy Waltzers. He definitely is one of the best kept secrets in the industry.
Hey, thank y'all for joining Happy Waltzers and I on the Buzzer Pod today. Next episode, we go across the pond. A fantastic Maidstone UK indie guitar band joins us. The 4-member band has had 3 successful singles prior to the release of Sad Eyes, which we will listen to on the show. They are racking up the Spotify playlist and have had radio play, including BBC Radio London. The Shop Window joins us January 26th. Catch you next episode. Subscribe fees are at thebuzzerpod.com. Cheers.